What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 310. Joining me today, we got Brian.
What's up?
And we got Alex.
Oh my god, I'm back.
Yay. Damn it. There was something I could have done on the episode that I completely forgot about, which is something I was super excited for that I could have done on here last week, but I didn't, of course, but it's okay.
Which is?
I think I can I do it now? Oh yes, I can. Okay. So shall check this out. This is something I wasn't able to do before, and I guess I'm just gonna do it now. Because why the fuck not? So here we go.
Ooh.
Now, wasn't that cool?
That was cool, but next time start it before
we
go live.
I know. But now I don't have to edit it later. It's going to be in the episode.
Okay. Right.
Hell yeah. See, that's what I was really, really trying to do that last week. But of course, I only did a solo episode because Brian was busy and stuff.
And for whatever reason, you know, I was totally forgotten about, but whatever.
No, it's cool. It happens. It's not that I was totally forget about. It's like whenever it's like, oh yeah, I like to try to keep on schedule. Granted, we haven't been keeping on schedule for a while.
What's the schedule?
Yeah. We're recording on Monday. We usually post on Monday. So
right.
I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna. While I'm recording it on Sunday, I did a whole half an hour by myself. Posted it the next day.
My man had the NPR cast.
Yeah, but I'm getting better at it, dude. I'm getting better at it. No more. It's a lot better than what it used to be back in a bazillion years ago.
No. But from back then or whatever, you were you were just treading the waters to try to see, like, you know, to find your voice.
Yeah, treading the solo waters.
Yeah.
Hello, is anybody here?
Yeah. No more. Now I've learned to swim, and I keep swimming.
Yeah.
Are you doing one of those bad doggy paddles, like, just keeping afloat slightly?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah!
But I'm making it work. It's good. Gotten a lot better.
Proud of you.
Good.
Thank you. I try. I appreciate it. So what's good, Brian? How you been, man?
I got a cold. Fun.
Yay.
My kids got sick at Gymboree, and I got it from them. And so that's me right
goddamn
now.
Goddamn carriers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I got a haircut for the first time since June of last year. So now my hair is no longer, like, down to my fucking my nipples.
That's fair.
It's like,
I think he was going to say down to his ass. Like, you know, oh, Brian with your luscious locks.
Well, like, I mean, it just, you know, laziness and life kicked in, and it just started growing and growing as hair does. And then it got to the point where I was finally getting tired of looking at it like the way it was. And then, like, every time I, you know, get out of the shower, whatever, it's like I dry my hair, but then, like, it's still damp. And next thing you know, like, on my, like, pecs, like, wet hair is, you know, making my dry shirt wet. And so, so I got that done today.
The Triple H thing, you know, wetting the hair, having the shirt like all damped up or whatever. Staying water in the sky.
Aside from that, just been watching some stuff and working a lot. For TV stuffs, I just finished the second season of Doom Patrol today.
Oh, nice. How are you enjoying that?
It's a fucking wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know that season two was only 9 episodes because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So, like, it felt unfinished but you know, it makes for a good looking forward to season three. Yeah. So Doom Patrol is great. I think Brendan Fraser is fantastic as Cliff Steele. I think Matt Bomer is great as Larry. Like everybody just fits their character. Like
yeah, they're all great.
The actor fits their character so well.
They do it really well.
Aside from that, I started The Imperfects on Netflix. I'll eventually get back to it.
Ooh, that's fair. That's fair.
It was really hard to get into the first episode. Like I watched it in pieces, but it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And then what else? I started Dahmer.
That show is so fucking dark, dude.
I didn't realize like, how much
it is. It is a fucked up story.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of it. I've heard a lot of it. I've seen a lot of it. But actually seeing like, the way that they put it together is fucking dark as hell.
And Evan Peters deserves an Emmy because he really is Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
He's just
insane.
He's just really good. And it's crazy how much... I mean, I knew of the case. Everybody knows of the case. But I did not expect that much involved, you know? That's a lot of shit.
It's a lot of death. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then aside from that, of course I watched Andor.
Mm-hmm. Which is fucking great.
It got really good in episode two, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Episode three was just a wild slow
build. It's a real slow build.
Right, because you have to untrain your brain from Jedi's. yes. So yeah, I'll get into this one in a minute. We're dog sitting. My sister-in-law's dog, Finley, he howls. He's a Maltese. He weighs like 2 pounds and he howls like a big dog.
Nice.
So yeah. So we're watching him
meowing.
So basically, it's better than a cat shitting, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's way better.
And so basically, like, it's a whole long story. I'll tell you off air, but like, it's crazy how like so we're watching the two dogs until tomorrow, when they put them in boarding because my in-laws are in Italy right now.
Oh, nice.
We were supposed to go. But then with the whole move in June, it's like we couldn't afford both moving and the trip.
And then the luxury trip. Yeah.
Yeah. And so basically there's that. So Andor's fun. Back to TV, right? So Andor's fun. Mm-hmm. She-Hulk was good, just still disappointed. There was no Charlie Cox yet.
You knew it. They purposely did it that way.
I thought that that episode was the weakest episode, dude. Like, I didn't really like it that much.
I liked it because it was different because it was about her trying to be just her in general and not just be Supergirl.
I know what you meant.
She-Hulk.
Wrong universe.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, wrong universe. But she was trying to just be herself. And regardless, everybody wants her to be that. And she's like, fuck it, I guess I'll do it.
Whatever. I mean, the only thing I really liked, though, was when they were going to have that fight or whatever, and Titana was running to her and slips on the ice or whatever the fuck. Yeah, my veneers!
That was great. No, but it was still a good episode, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was a different type of episode.
Yeah,
I thought it was a cop-out because I was really expecting this episode to see Daredevil.
No, see, that's because they did that purposely. They did that for everybody. It was like, oh, yeah, we're going to get Daredevil next episode. No, sorry. You're just waiting.
Disney just went, you want Daredevil? Fuck you.
They got to wait another week.
I do love how the costume maker is the dude from The Flight Attendant.
Yeah, dude. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. And so, aside from that, I got to finally go to AEW Grand Slam.
Woo-hoo.
At Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll definitely talk more about that when we do the wrestling podcast. But
yes.
It was basically 5 hours worth, almost 6 hours really, of like mm-hmm. pay-per-view quality wrestling, especially Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
It was all titles. Yeah. But here's the thing about, so we get there, so we bought the tickets, and Ticketmaster originally had it where the stage, like when we bought the tickets, we were facing the stage. And then when we get there, we're behind the stage, and we're like, no. And it wasn't just us, like everybody,
yeah.
like everybody who was like waiting to see wrestling, we're like, wait, why are we stuck behind the stage when we paid for, you know, seats facing it? So mm-hmm. basically, AEW and the venue and Ticketmaster all didn't tell anybody that they flipped the image, you know, like, or they decided to flip the arena around. And so with a lot of fighting, with management, you know, like just being like, hey, you know, not being assholes, just basically being like, look, we paid for this, we want our seats. And yeah. like this one guy was like super helpful, and like he kept moving people around, but then in the middle of like moving around, like my friend and I were like, no, like we don't want to get shifted around if somebody else comes in and that's my seat.
Yep.
You know, and that means we get up and we miss watching what we paid to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy was like, all right, the guy basically was like, fuck it, like follow me. And he brought us to what would have been our section had the arena not have like failed.
Mm-hmm.
And he put us in like handicap seats on like the main, like the level. So therefore we can just get up and, you know, get to the restroom and to the bath or to the food or whatever, and facing the stage. And so it was a lot of work, but we got it. And I think I missed Dark because of it, but I didn't really mm-hmm. care because it's like, you know, it's all like jobbers. But like,
Dark was like, actually pretty good. I watched it just before we got on here. It was actually pretty good.
I was joking okay. around the whatever. It's like, Brian, remember, that's a bad word. It's enhancement talent.
Nah, it was the one that they showed today on Dark Elevation was Ortiz versus Serpentico and Kip Sabian and Penelope Cruz in a mixed tags match against Sean Dean and Sky Blue. Both great.
I actually got to see the Kip Sabian match. That was really good.
That show was really good.
He's fantastic live.
Yeah, I'm glad he's finally back.
Yeah. But no, all in all, it was a fun night. Like I said, we'll get more into the wrestling itself when we do the show, but mm-hmm. that's just crazy. It's like you get all the way there and it's like, oh, hey, that's not my seat.
Yeah. Like, psych. You're like, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I got to say, it was nice traveling home this time because, like, I was home quicker than I would have been if I lived in Staten Island.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
especially at that time.
Yeah. Oh, so meeting up with my friend on Wednesday, I met him in Times Square. The Walgreens mm-hmm. is gone. The one in the middle.
Really?
Yeah. Because I get out of the subway. I'm like, where am I? Because it's all like scaffold. And after I made the turn, I was like, oh, okay, I'm by H&M. And then I'm like, wait, what's missing? And I look, and I'm like, son of a bitch, the Walgreens is gone.
That sucks.
Yeah, but that Walgreens sucked anyway.
Yeah, but the fact that you could actually get something from there while you're, you know, about to get into the fucking...
The one that when you get out by the 2 train, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my God, really? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the best one, but it was just handy because it was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the one that had... It was the one that was, like, all those levels up, and it had the... It has the MYPD hub connected mm-hmm. to it.
Now that sounds like a dog.
Yeah, this dog just howling. He's just nonstop howling. It's just like, really?
You mentioned Dynamite, and he's trying to tell his opinion on it or whatever, but uh-huh, we don't understand uh-huh. that, yeah. So, you know.
That's pretty fair. Much. It happens. It happens.
But that's pretty much all I got as far as I could. Yeah.
We appreciate you, dude. Thank you. I'm glad you had fun, dude, because it was a real fun both Dynamite and Rampage were really fun. And
they were.
From what I saw so far, the Dark Matter should be pretty cool because they just gave a Dark Elevation, so Dragon of the Dark should be tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see if they have more of that from there tomorrow. Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Alex, what's good, dude?
Oh my god. So let's see. The classic thing of course, you know, work. And now since they're kind of like forcing the clients that, you know, we work for to come back to the building, it has been like super busy certain days of the week, like in the middle of the week. People still don't want to fully come in, so they're just like, you have to at least come in 3 times a week. So it's been Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays that have been we've been getting slammed because you're not working the mailroom, and you know we also provide office services of all the miscellaneous things. So it's just been nuts that you know these people have been like just putting so much work. And mind you, you know, I was kind of expecting that like when they were gonna, you know, when they were gonna like kind of be forced to come back, that it was going to be busy.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I didn't know we were going to get smacked that hard.
Yep.
Steve's advertisement, water.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so the other thing was, it's just like, you know, even though like a few weeks back that I was supposed to go to a convention, but, you know, we didn't go because of the hotel pricing kind of tripled. So we just decided not to go this year, but the group that was supposed to go, you know, all together, which includes Mario, our boy David, Martin, and of course our sister Tan, right? You know, so we just kind of decided, like, you know what, next year we're definitely gonna go. So now it's just more of like trying to plan better and like, you know, okay, we got to put in
get more. Everything in advance.
Yeah, yeah, like more money. So it's just like, I think my tax return, if I do get it, fingers crossed, right? Like I'll use it for conventions, which I kind of did anyway. Like, you know, that was how I had like a good amount of the money for New York Comic Con, which is actually coming up in less than 2 weeks. Yes. Yeah. So I'm kind of getting amped for that. And other than that, man, when it comes to shows, I've been watching Beavis and Butthead, the new episodes, and those have been great.
Okay. I haven't seen past the first episode.
Well, it's really good. Like I said, it's like a modernized version of the old show, so it's still good. I mean, of course, Beavis and Butthead is not everyone's cup of tea, but I fucking love it. But yeah, there's that Harley Quinn, which finally, you know, with the, you know, just the season just finished, but
I haven't finished that yet. Sad.
Yeah, it's, well, life, dude. Besides, you've been watching like a whole bunch of other stuff too. Like, Steve, you watch like 20 million shows or whatever. You can't watch everything.
70 million shows and wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing that I love, of course, you know, as we talked about earlier, fucking She-Hulk. And just because for whatever reason, I decided to just do a marathon of this. So I started it from the beginning. I for the past, you know, like, on and off throughout the weekends when I had the time, I've been doing the Rick and Morty.
Nice.
And you know, and the thing is, this no, I'm like, I started from the beginning.
Okay.
So yeah, so right now, like, I'm into season 3, right? Nice. But I will say this though, and like, you know, the show's good, right? And I know this may be an unpopular opinion, I still like Venture Brothers a little bit more than Rick and Morty.
Yeah, they're see, but the thing is, like, they're both totally different products.
No, I know, and I like, you know, I'm not saying I dislike Rick and Morty. You know, it's really good.
Yeah,
but I just think Venture Brothers should have had more of a push.
Venture Brothers is awesome. I've always been a fan of Venture Brothers.
Yeah, but what it had like kind of like the similar problem like Rick and Morty, that, you know, it just took a little long between seasons. But then Rick and Morty was just like, you know, when it came in like gangbusters, and everyone fucking loved it. So, you know, that got like everything. It got all the love.
Yeah.
But I know I mentioned it a while ago, or maybe I did. I know I talked to you about it, but when they talked about the, you know, the Aqua Teen was gonna have like, you know, like new shorts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, those shorts have been pretty good too. You know, it made me realize how much, you know, I really miss Aqua Teen.
Yeah.
Because, it, you know, Aqua Teen was, well, you already know, very, very influential in a lot of stuff that I do. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you know, webcomic. Yeah, so, but, yeah, other than that, I've been, when it comes to, like, now going to video games, since I picked up the Cowabunga collection for Ninja Turtles, the first thing that I played was the old school arcade games.
Peace.
And you know what really gets me is this: they're fun, but after playing Shredder's Revenge, it's just like, this is so limited. But oh, so
it, if you think about it, it is pretty limited.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's still fun. It's still, you know, yeah. I still enjoyed myself. And then I decided to start with the original NES Turtles game.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, like, you know, like, that was fun, but I'm still stuck on a certain part, which I'm just like, I'm gonna have to YouTube it, because back then, I'm stuck on the damn stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And in the past, I was able to just pass that like nothing, but I guess since, you know, playing all these video games or whatever, my memory of where am I supposed to exactly go is not in my head anymore. So I'm just like, God damn it, now I'm gonna have to go YouTube this shit.
Yeah.
And like, I just like that now, because it's on the Nintendo Switch, you can save it, and therefore if you're stuck in like the you know, the disarming of the bombs and the electric weeds level, which always gave me a hard time, you can just like, I'm guessing you could just like load up your game from that spot instead of having to replay the whole fucking thing.
You can also kind of rewind it a bit too, just in case.
Really?
So that's what makes it even better. So it's like, you know,
that's fucking cool.
Not just, I know, but it can only go but so far. You know what I mean? So like, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of have to know, but just in case, if you kind of mess up, like, I don't want this to be fuck, rewind. It's like Prince of Persia.
I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been that. It's been actually, Brian and I have been playing Shredder's Revenge whenever we get a chance. So that's been fun, you know, playing video games with Brian.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, I have to catch him at the right time, because, you know, full-time worker, full-time dad. So it's just like, you know, I'm just a full-time worker. So, you know, it's just like, boo-hoo me or whatever. Brian's more busy. But yeah, but that's been fun, like, you know, conversing, shooting the shit, and just playing Turtles, like, you know, that's been a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Always the best.
Yeah. And I guess that's about it. Steven, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, shit, dude. I been chilling. I worked this past weekend. They had the season home opener for the Bucks at the stadium, and got there a little late, so I wound up not being in my usual spot where I usually just stand there for the whole game. I wound up working the gate, so I was checking people in, making sure they had tickets before they got in, and especially now that everything is all digital, so we're trying to tell people, okay, you have to scan it this way, you have to use the Apple Pay or the Google Pay shit. You gotta make sure you tap it. You gotta do this. You gotta do that.
Oh, you're talking about the wallet, right? That holds the tickets.
Yeah, like the Google wallets and the Apple wallet and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could do that, or they had like, if they had a barcode, gotta do it the specific way or whatever. So I had to work on that when I first got there. And that was cool. That was fine. It was nothing. It was simple. But of course, dealing with everybody that was like, "Oh my god, why can't we just go back to paper? Why don't we just go back to paper?" I'm like, come on, people. Just fucking chill.
Because we're not cutting up trees anymore like that. God damn it.
Yeah, like, dude, it's better for the environment. They're like, how is this better for the environment? Dude, just fucking chill, dude. It's on your phone. You got your phone on you all the fucking time. Stop being a little bitch.
Then he goes, then the guy starts crying. I was like, I need to go to my safe space.
Yeah, go get the fuck out of here. But yeah, that was the fun at the beginning of the game, just before, because of course, you know, people just love tailgating and drinking before they start, so they get all dumb and they don't fucking want to pay attention to what's going on. There was this one dude that was trying to, like, he just literally walks through the door, through the gate. I'm like, yo, like, come here. You're not walking through your fucking house. You need to scan your fucking ticket before you go in. And he was like, oh, what do I got? Where's your fucking ticket? Show me your ticket and I'll let you in. And then one of the other attendants that's, I guess, technically works for the stadium or whatever, but he was like, oh, listen, you're drunk. You need to give me your ticket and I'll let you in or whatever. That's what I've been telling him. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, motherfucker, listen, look where you're doing. Look what you're paying attention to, where you're fucking going. But he got in. He got in. And it was fun there.
I was hoping you would have said, and I kicked him out like Uncle Phil to Jazz.
No. See, but what I had to do after that was I had to go around the stadium, and I was literally walking around the entire stadium, making sure that people weren't smoking and vaping inside the stadium. Because, of course, technically, yes, it is a stadium that is technically open, in the open area, in the open air, but there's no smoking or vaping within the stadium at all.
As I'm vaping right now, whatever, I'm just going boo.
Right, but it's a rule. You can't do that inside of the stadium. And I was going around telling people, like, yo, listen, no vaping unless you want to get kicked out. And I was like, yo, like, you spent a lot of money to be in here. Chill the fuck out. Wait until you leave to fucking smoke.
Or, I can say, or, you know, do the classic thing. Because I know, like, in City Field or whatever, there's an area where you can smoke.
Oh, there is no area for that.
Oh, they eliminate that? Boo.
Yeah, no, there's no area.
Then do the other trick or whatever, which I feel bad shouting out. Just when you go to the bathroom, because you're taking a shit, just vape it there.
No, that's, you know, I guess you can do it that way. But don't do it. Don't you spend so much money to be there.
Just don't follow what I said, folks, and just say.
Especially for the Bucks tickets. Bucks tickets are like ridiculously expensive right now. Especially since it's supposedly Tom Brady's last game or last season or whatever. Since he came back from retirement for one more season.
Which is I could do it one more time. And then after he does it, I think I could do another one.
Yeah, and he's in some shit with his wife. His wife's pissed off about him actually coming back to play and shit. Which is, I get it. Because he was like, oh yeah, I want to take time off. I want to just relax or whatever. And then like 2 weeks before the season starts, he was like, yeah, I'm going to go back. I'm going to play. And she's pissed off about it. She didn't show up at the home game either. She was like, no, fuck you. I'm going to stay home. You want to go play? You could play. I stay home with the kids and shit.
Go make your million. See if I care.
Yeah, see if I give a fuck. Yeah, but yeah, he and it kind of, I guess he kind of felt it in throughout the game because the Bucks were pretty much down until like the fourth quarter, into the fourth quarter. It was 14-6 by the time it was like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they were playing. The Packers with Aaron Rodgers, his old ass. He's been there forever too. And it was a decent game. It was a decent game, but all they had before them was just two field goals. And that was pretty much it for the Bucks until they wound up hitting they threw a touchdown pass just before like they had like 15 seconds left in the game. And they would have been down by 2 points and then they'd go for a 2-point conversion to actually, you know, tie it to go into overtime. But they fucked up on the 2-point conversion because there was an it was the delay of game. So being that they delayed the game just a little bit, they had to get pushed back like 5 yards and then attempt to try it again. And that didn't happen either. So they wound up losing 14-12. And oh, the Bucks fans were so sad. And I just laughed. I just laughed. I was like, better luck next time.
I thought you were gonna say like, haha, I still get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
You better watch it. Tony Khan might come up to you like, you know, excuse me, sir, I heard your podcast.
It's all good. He has nothing to do with them. But yeah, it was a decent little experience there. Another thing, I've been watching some things as well. Granted, it's the stuff that we spoke about a little bit before. But I also been watching Creepshow. Haven't watched Creepshow in quite a while. And I saw that they had a third season up on Shudder. And I didn't get to finish the second season, so I watched that. That's a real fun show, dude. Have you ever watched Creepshow? Like, if you've seen Creepshow in the past and you want to see it now, it's pretty damn good. It's really, really good. It's just anthology episodes, similar to like Tales from the Crypt back in the day. But it's really cool. It's really cool shit. I really enjoy it. It's so much fun. And like the one episode that they had on there was the season finale of season two was Justin Long. And he was pretty much a video game designer or VR designer or whatever. And in the episode, he creates this whole VR system or whatever that works off of movies. And he loves horror movies. So he puts a person within all these different horror movies and you know, he interacts with the actors like he's an actual person within the movie and stuff, and he does it all and everything. He's like, oh my god, I'm gonna make so much money because it's so cool, you know, you get to be out, you get to experience different things. And he shows his wife is like, no, I don't want to do this. And then she tries it or whatever one day because she notices that he's just like venturing off and going to check out the damn thing and not paying attention with her or whatever. And he pretty much, she tries it. She gets pissed off. She doesn't like it. And she pretty much at that point tricks him into going back in there. And then she changes the movie he's gonna be watching. He changes it to the Night of the Living Dead. And
oh, nice.
And then on the remote, she chops off his finger that shows it, that stops him from fucking, like, you know, pressing the buttons for it. And he winds up dying within the game because she's like, fuck you, you fucked with me, I'm gonna fuck with you too.
That's sick.
Yeah, very, very, very bittersweet. It's fucking great. It's so good. But yeah, definitely check out Creepshow. It's really good shit. Go check out Shudder.
I don't know why, but I thought you were gonna tell me something like, you know, well, you know, he was a designer for VR thing, loves horror movies, and he ends up becoming a walrus.
Yeah, no, not this time. Not this time. Not
a
walrus.
I was actually thinking that too.
Yeah, no walruses. But yeah, it's that episode of Creepshow is a really fun one. There's another episode that this kid, he's mad because his mom gets to go to fucking she gets to go to, what is it, she goes to jail, pretty much. And because the dad pretty much was like, oh, you know, you're always doing drugs, you're doing this, doing that. Meanwhile, shit got planted on her. So she went to jail while he got stuck or whatever, and she wound up dying in jail. And the kid's like, yo, like, what the fuck, he's pissed off or whatever. He's mad at his dad or whatever, and then his new stepmom was pretty much like, oh yeah, we gotta do it this way or whatever. And she's like, oh, you know, your mom always loved gardening, so we're gonna make a garden. They make a garden together or whatever. He's like, oh, you're so nice, you're so cool. He winds up getting cut while making the garden, and you know, blood goes into the, gets, covers the seeds and creates, you know, this beautiful garden or whatever with his blood. And then a couple of days pass, another huge plant grows out or whatever, and then the plants are alive, and it's just craziness happens afterwards, and I love it. It was just really, it's really, really dark, because the kid winds up becoming pretty much a serial killer and defeating the plant. fights with it with like his dad and his stepmom and everything.
I thought really for a second you were gonna tell me like, you know, he planted the plants and then out of nowhere he has this one plant, named it RG3, and you know.
It kinda was gonna go that way. But
and then then apparently they had a song with Steve Martin as a dentist, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but yeah, it should be. It's a fun show. It's a fun watch. So definitely check out Creepshow on Shudder. It's good shit. It's definitely worth watching. And I think that's pretty much it that I watched. Of course, other than the stuff that we've mentioned before, the wrestling is. Oh, I did also watch Victory Road, which is Impact's pay per view. That was a really good fucking pay per view. It's very very. Underutilized, I guess, because you don't really see it anywhere. But it was right. Really good.
Yeah, but the problem with Impact is that, like, after their big momentum with the whole Dixie Carter era, it just seemed like it just really dissipated. So it just seems like they lost a lot of momentum. Like, you know, like it's always been around, but
it lost a lot of momentum because it's on Access TV.
Yeah.
Who the fuck watches Access TV?
I was gonna say who the fuck has Access TV.
Exactly. You can get, you know, the subscription service on like YouTube and stuff for them. Which is not bad, it's only like $7 a month. But you could do that or you could just wait for like another 2 weeks before they put it up on YouTube for free. But yeah, Impact is really damn good. Definitely suggest check that shit out. Victory Road was awesome. Just like most of their pay-per-views are pretty damn good. So definitely give that a watch. And then it's also a really good setup for Bound for Glory that's happening in 2 weeks. So that's going to be pretty cool.
I was going to say, didn't this guy debuting there, fucking Bobby Fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bobby Fish did wind up debuting there. Not necessarily debuting because they didn't say he's officially signed to Impact. But he already started some beef with somebody there, so.
Yeah, but then the other thing is this: if you've heard the news or whatever, that apparently you know like his contract did expire with AEW.
Yeah.
And there's been other rumors too that apparently, because now Triple H is running WWE now, right? That he wanted to try to see if he can convince Cole and O'Reilly to go back to you know,
and they're like, nope, fuck you, no.
Yeah, but then at the same time, whatever. If I'm correct, both of them are hurt anyway.
Yeah. But they both don't want to go back.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, once you've kind of been dealt like that bad hand and left a sour taste in your mouth, I totally get it. Like, you know.
Yeah, but that's with a bunch of them that were just released. Like, a lot of them were released and they're still going back anyway.
Yeah.
I know the other rumor that apparently is that Triple H is trying to see, or, you know, WWE is trying to see if they can, they're trying to talk with, or they've been trying to see if, I think it was Swerve and Keith Lee that they've been trying to
and
see.
And they both denied it. They were like, nope, fuck you. We don't want to go back.
Yeah. And then it's kind of funny how, you know, you have Hit Row back in WWE with minus, you know, Swerve.
Yeah. But that's fine because Swerve is good without them.
Well, of course he was the standout. So
yeah, he doesn't need Hit Row. In a way, if you really think about it, Hit Row needed him.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like they still do.
Yeah, exactly. They're fine without him. He could continue doing what he's doing over there in AEW. Same thing with Keith Lee. He doesn't need to be over there either.
Well, I'm just
which is what kind of makes me sad that. Malakai left.
Yeah, but then also think about it. His wife is in WWE, even though they haven't really used her in a minute. So
yeah, they've barely ever used her, which is
well.
Sad
remember what was it? Her, I forget. It was her and who had the tag titles, the women's tag titles.
Sasha Banks and Naomi.
No,
before. Oh, and she was tagging with somebody.
Yeah.
Was it in Natalya? I don't know. I don't remember.
I know I was Queen Zelina and I'm trying to remember who was the other person. But yeah, but I remember, you know, like they were using her, you know, like mm-hmm. for that. And she was actually not bad, you know, like when they were using her. It's just once she became Queen of the Ring and she became Queen Zelina, like I was just like, meh. Like, you know, like the gimmick worked for a little bit. And then after a while, I got tired fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't, wasn't she was tagging with, she was tagging with Carmella, wasn't she?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. That's right, because that was around the time when her and El Graves were, you know, in mm-hmm. the midst of preparing for their wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Like, it took me a minute. Like, I had, like, a brain fart. Like, who the fuck was the other partner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But that was the gist of my week. Just watching a lot of shit, because, of course, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do all the time.
Oh, I forgot to mention I did watch a movie too. Mm-hmm. So I watched Minions Rise of Gru.
That's a fun movie, dude.
It is.
That is a really fun movie.
I just no what I thought was hilarious is like when watching the movie and I'm trying to pick up voices or whatever, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I definitely know Zanny Trejo. Who's that one dude? And I think it was the claw dude was Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just thought it was mm-hmm. fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Nunchuck was fucking Lucy Lawless, and I was like, fucking Xena Warrior Princess Nunchuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but
it is a really fun movie. It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, and I thought the relationship between Gru and what was it, White Knuckle?
Mm-hmm.
Was pretty cool. Like I thought that was nice.
It was. It was really good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to see if there's anything in the future with this thing. I was like, well, it is a cash.
I'm pretty sure there will be.
Yeah, because you know everyone loves fucking Minions, so I'm just.
Either that, or they're just gonna build another TV show.
Well, they could do that.
But didn't they have a TV show recently for it?
No, they have like these little shorts that are online or whatever. That it's not CGI. It's more. It looks more like 2D.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So they have those shorts.
The cheaper animation.
Yeah, yeah, you know, just yeah. Like, it's still technically Minions. You're yeah, gonna yeah. love it.
Yeah.
Fucking watch it. All right, all right, relax.
Nice, yeah. Oh, and also, like, out here, we're on the midst of a fucking hurricane. So, yay. It should be hitting out here within the next couple of days. This starts tomorrow, which is Thursday, and then it gets heavier into Wednesday into Thursday. So,
how's it jumping from Thursday to Wednesday to Thursday?
Whatever. It's because it's gonna start late Tuesday.
Okay, there you go.
Into Wednesday.
Yeah. It's gonna go to the future and then yeah. back from
yeah,
the future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm tired, right? Yeah.
Someone had a long day at work.
Yeah, and it wasn't just necessarily a long day at work. It's the fact that I'm still getting over. Like, I'm still slightly in pain from yesterday.
Yeah, so, I know. Like, getting in your steps. It was like, yeah. I don't want to get in my steps or whatever. You're going to fucking
do it. Yeah, because, like I had comfortable shoes on, but the fact that those aren't necessarily meant to be to walk, like, 4 miles in at once.
Steve, yeah, so. Right now, whatever, has, like, calves of steel that he can crack walnuts with the back of his calves.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much. Yeah. Yeah, but it was still fun. Like, I still had a good time being there. Other than telling people, like, stop doing the fucking thing that you're doing. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. But yeah, dude, it's good shit. It's good shit. So hopefully things don't get too crazy out here.
Hopefully it dissipates, you know, by the time it comes to,
like usual. That's what usually happens over here, is that by the time it's supposed to come down, it winds up either going towards further out west or just completely disappearing. So we'll see. At the moment, we got like a shit ton of rain earlier. Also went to Walmart and they had like, I had went through my lunch break, I got like 2 gallons of water from there, because they're like, oh yeah, make sure you get water, because, you know, of course, if it rains too much, it's gonna make the shitty waters outside. Mm-hmm. So got 2 gallons of water. Then I was like, oh yeah, let me go after work and see if there's anything else. And there was completely no water left. Yay, no more water. And then also like, oh yeah, let me go get a couple more things, you know, regular food and shit. No more sliced bread either. Completely sold out of sliced bread. Then we're like, okay, so I got you know, I got Hawaiian rolls because they had a shit ton of those. I got that, and I got fucking like the last jar of peanut butter that was there. fun times. Nice. Yeah, but yeah, it's been a decent experience so far. I don't think anything's gonna happen. I think it's gonna be like usual. It's just gonna ride right over. But we'll see. And that pretty much brings us into the geek shit for the week. We got a good amount of shit this week. I'm going to say that I'm very excited for it because the first thing that came to mind that was very, very awesome and sad at the same time. We love James Earl Jones as, well, just James Earl Jones in general. But we grew to love him mostly from Star Wars as Darth Vader. We got sad news that he's pretty much retiring as Darth Vader. And he's giving up the rights for his voice to be used, but you know, the digital voicings that they've been doing.
Look at that. You upset the dog with that news.
Yeah. It's very sad. It's very sad.
The dog went, no!
Yeah, pretty much. He knew the dog. He knew it was coming.
Why?
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. But yeah, it was super sad. I'm like, oh, why? But I get it. He's like 91 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't want to do
it. Wow, look at the positivity in you two, whatever. Like after a certain age or whatever, go to the pasture, old man.
No, it's not a mean of that. It's
go back like, to the barn like, or whatever. We'll take you out like old Yeller. Like, what?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. It's more like it's more
nah,
like,
I don't okay, want to say yeah, that
you,
either.
You've done it. You've done it for a while. You know, you get a chance to just relax and not have to just live the last few years. You know, because you know, at the age of 91, you're not expecting to be living for that much longer. At least a couple, or like a good 10 years at the most. Yeah.
I was like, so, joking around or whatever. It's like let him go to Herogasm and enjoy himself.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But we'll see. Hopefully he just goes on even longer. But yeah, it's sad to see James Earl Jones go away. But it's cool that they have the rights to his voice, so they can use him in pretty much anything that they want after this. So plus they have like tons of billions of hours of his voice everywhere. Especially within the Star Wars universe, so that'd be pretty cool to see what they're gonna do with them, how they're gonna make it work. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we will see.
Well, you already know with technology and everything like that. Anyway, they just have to get like a good amount of his voice, and then they can program a device.
Dude, like I was saying, they have like thousands of hours of him just talking in general.
I hope it doesn't come out like Chef when Chef, you know, when he became Darth Chef or whatever, like, you know, when he quit South Park and they were just cutting it up or whatever, is like, like when he was like, I want to make love to the children.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure, because, you know, there are better ways to work audio now than there were when that happened. That was like a good 10 years ago. So, like, even, like, a good from 10 years until now, even this show has gotten better since then.
So, but the next time we see Darth Vader in the live action, you're going to see the credits roll, and it's going to say, like, and Siri as Darth Vader.
Pretty much. Oh, that's something that a lot of these companies have been working on, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Darth, what's the weather like?
You know there's an AI out there. They created a program to give Val Kilmer back his voice.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, because it's a sample of his voice that they got from countless hours of film. You know, and just like James Earl Jones, it's like his voice is going to forever be Vader despite him finally retiring from the role.
Yep. J- just think about it, like with our voices, we've been doing this show for about 300 plus episodes, 310 yeah. episodes of this one. That's literally about 3,000, more than 3,000 hours of just us talking, mm-hmm. not counting the extra long episodes that we've done and the bonus yeah. episodes and all the other shit. So close mm-hmm. to like 4,000 hours of us just saying different words.
Oh my God.
Just splicing things together to make that work is fucking insane.
So is that going to be episode 311? It's just going to be all spliced for...
Yeah, yeah. He's going to take different podcasts all together and just mash it up and just like make a super podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Splicing the words.
That's what we're going to do. Episode 310.
Yep. Splicing the words. I like it. I like it. But yeah, dude, it's like I said, sad to see him go, but glad that he's done what he's done for so long.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean, he has a legacy, so you know, like I think from there, you know, he's done more than enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's what we're saying. Yeah, he's done so much for all of us. Whether it's comedy, where we saw him in
Coming to America,
to this stuff, he's just been everywhere. So The Lion King as Mufasa,
yeah,
like he's done so much shit.
Damn it! Now I'm wondering, is it going to be him in that prequel or?
No, I don't think so.
So here's the thing, though. It's like, you know, he gets to step down and retire with Darth Vader being his very last credit. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Gene Hackman retired with Welcome to Mooseport. although we secretly like that movie here.
It's we?
Yeah, my wife and I.
Ah, gotcha. That's fair. That happens. I don't think I've ever watched it.
That's a fun one.
Okay. I'll give it a watch.
Well, seems like we lost Alex.
Yeah, probably. He probably fell off. But it's okay. Oh, he just joined back in. There we go.
Okay. I was going to say, I think all the depression of James Earl Jones stepping down as Vader made his computer fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. It depressed just everybody, that even the people that aren't fans of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's completely understandable. We got you, Brian. We got you, Alex. We understand.
Oh man, my laptop needs a Xanax after that news.
Nice. So that's a really sad shit. But some other fun shit. We like, I enjoyed the first season of Stargirl. I have not watched the second season, and now that there's the third season coming very soon, which I think actually started already the third season. Stargirl herself posted on her Twitter. Just a picture of like, oh yeah, had a fun time on set in Toronto or whatever. And not only do we see her in her Stargirl outfit, but we also get to see another person with green hair. And this person looks very much like the dude that plays Beast Boy
in Titans. Gar himself.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking cool.
And did you know that the actor who plays Gar is actually the voice actor of Hero on Big Hero 6?
Really? I did not know that. That's fucking cool. Yeah, so we're yeah. pretty much getting a crossover between Titans and Stargirl in the next this probably this season of Titans, or it could be in the season of Stargirl. Either one, regardless, I'm excited for it.
I mean, just combine all the shows. It is that same shared universe.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally had Doom Patrol and Titans.
Mm-hmm.
It all joined together because of Crisis. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, well, not even before Crisis, they did all the crossovers and stuff like that. So it's about time that they continue that. And there's some cool shit that I actually saw this morning or whatever. they have a poster for Superman, or yeah, Superman's basically it was very, very poor like poster writing or whatever the fuck they did. But they pretty much said Superman is coming in Stargirl. In Supergirl. I was like, no, you don't say that. Yeah, it was a poster.
I bet you Lois is so upset to hear that.
Yeah, it was very, like, very weird. It was like, why? Why would you say something like that? Like, that's really horrible, like, horrible writing.
Should I say Holy Red Skies of Death?
Yeah.
Or no, Holy Crimson. Wait, was it Holy Crimson Skies of Death?
Yeah, it was so fucking weird, dude. Like, I was like, holy crap, why would you say that? Yeah, I found it right here. Like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to share it real quick.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's a cool looking poster. It's just like, oh, come on, people. Like, you could have just done just a little bit better. You could have written it just a little bit better.
Superman is coming in Supergirl.
I'm mad because now I'm just picturing that in Hollywood Babylon in shit that should not be.
Uh-huh, yeah, that shouldn't be at all, no. Yeah, but that's
oh man, that's hilarious. Now I'm just picturing the whole thing, like you're just gonna hit, like, you know, every time when you open it up, you're just gonna hit, oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But that was a real fun little tangent or whatever right there. But of course, you know, it's crossovers that we've been waiting for some time, and we got a good. I think the last time I really watched anything from the DC Universe was, other than, like, you know, the HBO Max shows, but Crisis was the last time I watched any of that shit. So I'm kind of excited to see what this.
I'm about a season and a half behind in Flash.
Yeah, I like right after Crisis, I stopped watching it because I pretty much got what I really wanted from the damn show. Got everything together, including so much other shit and Batman. I'm like, okay, I'm good. Kevin Conroy as Batman on top of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think I need anything else.
And like Lucifer coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just tying that in too. Like, okay.
Yeah, because that is a DC property. So, yeah, it all made sense.
And it was Greg Berlanti too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Berlantiverse.
Yep. Yep. It all fit. It all tied into each other. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. Like, I can't get any better than this.
Pretty much.
It really did it. It pretty much, everything pretty much fell off to the point that they don't really have any real CW shows anymore. Any C, like the Marvel, DC shows on the CW anymore. I think it's like one more show left.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Sad times. Sad times. But something that's actually pretty good is the fact, something that I'm really excited for, because I do enjoy the Final Destination series. Yes, some of it is dog shit, but a lot of it is really fun because it's one of those stories that you're just like, shit could really happen that way, in a way.
Yeah.
Not exactly as it's put out to be like that, but it's very, very possible that some shit could happen. But yeah, we got news that they are working on Final Destination 6. And I cannot fucking wait. I am very excited for Final Destination 6 because it should be fucking cool. It's been a long time since the last one.
If they could do a Scream sequel so many years later.
Yeah, exactly. That was the point of this. The reason that they were like, oh yeah, we're going to do this again is because they saw the fact that Scream made so much money from it.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, we could do this again. And a lot of the original people, the original producers, are part of Craig Perry, who was the original franchise producer for it, is going to be there. Pretty cool. The dudes that did Freaks, the sci-fi thriller, are going to be behind it as well. It's gonna be pretty cool. It hasn't really said who exactly is gonna be acting in it, but the dude that did John Watts, the director of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, he's mm-hmm. going to be behind it as well.
Oh, so sure.
There's a lot of good people behind this. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. And of course, that's not coming out anytime soon. But
right,
but when we know that, yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it, especially since it's made so much money and it's been around. It's a franchise that's been around since 2011, pretty much. I think even before then, mm-hmm. right? Am I wrong?
No. Was it 2001?
Yeah.
No.
The last one was 2011.
Okay. Let's see. I... 2000.
Okay.
So still, we're talking 22 years ago, already.
A long fucking time.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, I'm trying to think of the order. Because what is it? Number one was the airplane. Number two was the
highway.
The highway. Number three was the roller coaster thing. It was of the mm-hmm. the amusement park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number four was the NASCAR thing or something like that.
Yep.
And I don't remember the Final Destination. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember. I thought it was them going on a plane again.
I stopped after the third one.
I don't remember exactly what was the fifth one about. I just know I had a lot of cool kills.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I still say to this day my favorite death is in number two, where the guy gets caught with that big heavy pane of glass, and it looks like he does the Transformer thing. And in my mind, all I hear is when he gets squashed.
The dickhead kid who almost died at the dentist.
Yep. Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah, but what was it? Chasing the pigeons, and scaring the pigeons. Like, well, there you go. The pigeons got your back, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
the pigeon.
And then his mom died by her hair getting caught in the elevator, and she got beheaded.
Yeah. The Final Destination was actually I think it was the last one.
Okay.
That was in, hold on. Oh, I just had it and it just disappeared.
Come on, IMDb.
Yeah, it was the Final Destination was the fifth one in 2011. Yep. No, five. Yeah, that was the fourth one. The Final Destination was the fourth one. That was the racetrack. Yeah. And then they have Final Destination 5. Which was...
Yeah, I want to find out, like, the premise of, like, the big kills that everybody decided to avoid, or, you know...
The fifth one was just trying to get all of the survivors out of it.
Oh, so, like, from all the previous movies?
Yeah, all the ones that pretty much...
Oh, so, okay, so Final Destination 5 is Final Destination All-Stars. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but we'll see what they're gonna do with number five. I kind of want to see it. I like that series. I want to see where it goes. Then some other news. That's pretty cool because I'm excited for this. Not just because I like Beauty and the Beast, because Beauty and the Beast is a fun movie that I watched as not necessarily a child, but when I was younger, and I enjoyed it for what it was. But what I do enjoy is the fact that ABC has been doing a lot of, not necessarily just reimaginings, but like musicals that they put up, musical specials, which are pretty cool because they tend to get a lot of really good actors to play in this.
Mm-hmm.
And for this Beauty and the Beast, wow.
Episode 310.
This new reimagining of it, they got a pretty good fucking cast. So playing Belle is gonna be her, who I saw at the Coldplay show, and she was really fucking good. She is a fantastic fucking artist, which I'm like, holy shit, I like what she does. I'm down for whatever she does. She's been nominated for Grammys and stuff, and she's a really good singer. Another person that's in this that's very fucking good, very talented as well, playing Beast. We got fucking Josh Groban, another Grammy Award winning singer.
Hell yeah.
He's also done a lot of other things, which is fucking cool. He's done a lot of acting and shit too. He had a whole show with himself. I don't remember who else it was in that show. I don't remember the name of it either.
We were talking about The Good Cop, where him and Tony Danza had one season.
Yeah. That was a fun show, dude.
It's a shame it got canceled. They got a cliffhanger too.
Joshua Henry's gonna play Gaston. Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Another one that's pretty awesome is that Martin Short's going to be in this as Lumiere. Yes. Also, David Allen Greer as Cogsworth. Fuck yeah. And Shania Twain is going to be playing Mrs. Potts. So it's a hell of a fucking cast right there. For this ABC show, not necessarily show, but like ABC, you know, original movie or, you know, live movie or whatever. I don't even think they're gonna do it live, but it premieres on the December 15th, so it's gonna be just around, you know, Christmas time and shit. It's gonna be pretty cool, and it's gonna show up the next day on Disney Plus, so that's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm very excited for this. Mostly because, you know, her is a really good fucking singer. She's really damn good. I was very, very, very surprised when she performed at the Coldplay show earlier over the summer. So yeah, dude, very, very good shit. This leads us to the trailers, because of course we talked about a lot of trailers all the fucking time, because there's always a lot of good trailers coming out. And first trailer that came out that I was really fucking excited for. I do enjoy anime. And there hasn't been a real anime that really caught my attention as of late. Because, of course, you know, there's tons of shit all the time. Like, the last one that really caught my attention was, like, JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. But that shit just, like, really threw me for a loop. Because it's fucking crazy. It's a crazy fucking anime. But another one that came out that I'm very fucking excited for is I've heard a lot of things about it, and we just recently got a trailer, and I'm like, holy shit, this shit looks really fucking good. And what I'm talking about is Chainsaw Man. Very simple title, but it's very, very, very good. Very good trailer. And I figure since, you know, this is what we do on the show, we talk about trailers and shit and shit that we enjoy. So why don't we enjoy the very first trailer? It's in Japanese, so, you know, I don't know if you know Japanese and stuff, but if you're watching it on video with us right now, I'll also link it in the episode description and shit. It looks fucking cool. It looks really fucking cool. So here you go, the trailer for Chainsaw Man.
Akuma ga osoreru devil han da wa na. Atama no neji ga buttonderu yatsu da. Neji ga buttonderu yatsu wa nani o kangaeteru ka wakaranai. Omae tachi wa hito to akuma docchi no mikata da.
Kōan ni akuma no kujō yōsei. Kōan taima tokui 4 ta 6 nin wo futsudou sasemasu.
俺たちはデビルハンターです。あくまでも魔人でも、スパイドモンは何でも使うべきだ。
アキ君はこの新人4人、生き残れると思う？
私たち、全員ここで死んじゃうんだ。
血は好きじゃん。血は温かくて、気持ちがいい。
俺は軽い気持ちでデビルハンターになったけどよ。この生活続けるためだったら、死んでもいいぜ。ハッピーで埋め尽くしてレスティンピースまで行こうぜいつか見た地獄のいいところ I love you my dear I love you けなしてくれ全部奪って笑って Goodbye honey Don't have me like a good host
無残な目ばっかあってよ、我慢しかしてねえのに、まだ人の身もしてねえんだよ。
She looks so fucking fun. She looks so fucking fun. I am very fucking excited for that show. I really want to watch it now. It looks really fucking cool. What did you think?
I'm not an anime guy, so I'm going to skip.
Okay, fine. Fine. Fair enough.
From what I've heard or whatever, that's a very, very popular manga. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the trailer alone kind of won me over just with like all like the craziness of the different characters. So I was just like,
yeah, it looks really fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I cannot wait. Then another trailer came out that was actually pretty interesting, especially since it's M. Night Shyamalan. He has a new movie coming out. It's another thriller, and this actually looks pretty interesting. It's one of the few M. Night Shyamalan movies that actually really caught my attention just with the first trailer.
Well, The Happening did that with everybody, and then you saw what happened.
Yeah. But this is one that looks like the twist is happening from the very beginning. We see what's going on from what we see in the trailer, and we'll see that right now.
I really hope to God that it's not, you know, The Last Airbender Book 2.
No, it's definitely not that. This definitely not.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So here we go with the trailer for Knock at the Cabin's Door.
Are we gonna sing along?
Yeah, I wanna put on my shoes.
Yeah.
I wanna put on my
My name's Leonard. It's nice to meet you.
Why are you here?
I suppose I'm here to make friends with you. And your dad's too. But my heart is broken.
Why is it broken?
Because of what I have to do today.
There is a woman carrying something that looks like a pick. With a chain and a mallet in it.
You see, the four of us have a very important job to do. In fact, it might be the most important job in the history of the world. And are united by a common vision, which has now become a command that we cannot ignore. The four of us are here to prevent the apocalypse. Your family has been chosen to make a horrible decision. If you fail to choose, the world will end.
Now this is very interesting to me. I want to see.
Yeah.
It has very serious actor Dave Bautista in it.
I was joking around saying for whatever reason I thought I was gonna hear like, you know,
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah, this looks pretty good. looks pretty good. It also has Rupert Grint from the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
Looking all grown ups and shit with mm-hmm. the beard and stuff. So yeah, this looks very interesting. I want to see this.
It caught my attention.
Yeah, it really, really did. It really caught my attention. I'm excited to see this. It's coming out in February, so we can only wait.
Mm-hmm.
Only wait for something like this. It looks pretty good. It looks better than a lot of the stuff that the M Night has been putting out as of late. This looks pretty cool. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. And then something else that came out that we actually spoke about on the show months ago. We heard that Hulu was putting out a reimagining or a reboot or whatever you want to call it of Hellraiser. We got the first trailer for it. And this trailer looks fucking dope. Wow. Fucking dope. Jesus Christ. it looks awesome. I am very excited for this fucking trailer. For this fucking movie. And I want you guys to be excited about it too. Because it looks fucking cool. So let's watch the trailer for Hellraiser coming to Hulu in a little bit. So we'll watch that.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's really nice.
You can hold it.
What is it?
It's a puzzle.
But it's almost finished. Keep going.
So if I solve it, do I get a prize?
I do.
It has six sides, six configurations. It opens up and it cuts you. And then they come to collect.
It's time. Greater delights await. We wish to see you. Proceed. Feed it. Their blood. Their pain. All for us. What is it you pray for?
Ooh.
That shit looks fucking good.
It does.
That's probably the best one of the trailers that we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Coming October 7th on Hulu. Very fucking excited, especially since they did such a good job with Prey.
Yeah. I am
very excited for this one as well. This looks fucking good. Especially it's a reimagining. Pinhead as a female this time. You see all the monsters that we've seen in the previous ones, and this one again, and I'm not disappointed so far. From what I've seen, also looks very graphic and bloody. I love it. I like it.
I thought it was funny. It was kind of like PG bloody. I guess it's not a Red Band trailer.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
Know.
Yeah, it's just a trailer. It's just a regular trailer. But it looks fucking dope. I am excited for it. It looks very dark. Very, very, very good. Cannot wait. Cannot fucking wait. And then the final trailer for the show today. The trailer that came out today. And we spoke about this one for quite some time. We spoke about it on and off for months and months. We knew that it was coming. We knew that it was going to happen. But we didn't get an official trailer for it.
Right. We just had that really quick 30-second first look a couple of weeks back.
yes, we just had a first look that looked good. We're like, okay, we want to see where else is this going to go, how else this, you know, feeds, and it feeds pretty well. It feeds me as well as I can imagine, or could have imagined. So what we're talking about is a trailer for The Last of Us coming to Netflix. Or is it Netflix? No, it's HBO. Never mind.
HBO.
I don't know why I said Netflix, but yeah, HBO, which is the right.
Because in the past, it would have always been Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now we're getting it from their original creators onto the regular TV screens, and this looks fucking dope. So let's watch this fucking trailer.
The roses have faded. There's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die. And out in the darkness, the whippoorwills cry. The darkness is falling. The sky has turned gray. The hound in the distance is starting to bay. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord,
this is your chance. Hold that shot. You keep her alive. And you said everything right. Say who you can save.
Oh, please understand.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yes, please. This shit looks fucking great.
That's like it's a perfect. That's a perfect video game adaptation.
So far, from what you've seen, this yes.
From what we've seen, yeah.
Very much a perfect adaptation of a video game. Probably one of the best adaptations of a video game that we've seen so far, at least from the trailer that we can say.
Right.
This looks really fucking good. Can't fucking wait, dude. When exactly in 2023 are we getting it? Don't know. Probably summer. Probably not. Probably winter. Who knows? Who knows? It's very fucking exciting. It looks fucking good. It looks fucking fun. Very dark, but I like it. I like the darkness. We've said it before. The darkness and the violence bring me joy.
Mm-hmm.
That should be one of those inner city geek shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Darkness and violence bring me joy. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this shit looks fucking cool. I'm excited for it.
Episode 310.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Is there anything else you guys want to add to it? Because this is, I'm pretty much like, I'm at a loss for word at this awesome ass fucking trailer that we just saw.
Yeah, I think we just end it there.
Yeah, I think it's a good place to just cut it off. So,
Mark it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marker done. All right, so thank you guys for listening. Make sure you check out everything else on industrygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit. Of course, we got this show. We got Bryce and Z Presents. We got It's Poppin'. We got Industry Geeks Turntable. Comics, Cook Up, Water, Manga Time, Anime World, which are coming very soon. I spoke to Mario this week or last week or whatever. And he said he is working on 3 different episodes, so that should be coming up soon. We also have the Interesting Geeks webcomic, Suplex City Geeks, where we talk about wrestling stuff, and all the other shit that we've done before. Check it all out, interestinggeeks.net. So much shit over there. Go do that. Then we got links to some pretty cool fucking places that you can check out. First place, check out fucking Fight TV. They got a lot of good wrestling shit over there. Of course, we know we enjoy wrestling's over here. So check out Fight TV. Got a link there. Takes you straight into it. There's a lot of free shit over there, but there's also shit they can pay for, like pay-per-views and stuff. You get a lot of Impact on there. A lot of old-school ROH stuff was over there. A lot of cool shit. Even UFC stuff there, too. So you can check all that shit out. And then we have a link to Sideshow Collectibles. We get some pretty cool fucking toys because they're just fucking awesome. There's a lot of cool shit over there. I just recently saw Sasha Banks' character as a Mandalorian. I forget her name. But they had a really dope one over there for her. That should look fucking cool. So that one looks fucking awesome. So check that out over there on Sideshow Collectibles. Then we got So Sick Clothing Company, SOESIC clothing.co. There's some pretty cool shirts, hats, and hoodies, all made by Geeks for Geeks. Type in ICG, Inner City Geeks for 50% off. So that's again, So Sick Clothing, SOESIC clothing.co. So check that out over there. Then you got some pretty other places you can go. You got some pretty cool beard stuff. Because, of course, you know, you want to make your beard look nice and cute and nice and pretty. Get some beard oils, balms, and butters from one of the most awesome places, Beard Octane. BeardOctane.com. Type in Inner City Geeks for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because we like discounts, so go do that. Inner City Geeks. Not Inner City Geeks. ICD-10 for 10% off. Then another place you can go, Amazon. Click the link to Amazon.com. You get a lot of cool shit over there. And you can also get, you know, your first month free of Amazon Prime. If you don't have it at the moment, go click there. It takes you over there. Or if you do have it already, just click the link and go buy shit from Amazon just as regular. Because there's a lot of shit over there, obviously. Especially now that Halloween's coming, so you can get some Halloween shit. You can get your costumes on there. If you don't want to go to, you know, the spirit of Halloween, like always, you know?
Costumes, candy, everything.
Yeah. And you know for sure that the candy you'll get from Amazon won't have razor blades in them. So remember that.
Unless you ask.
Well, yeah, of course. You can get razor blades and candy, but not razor blades in candy from there. So make sure you check that link. Like I said, go do that. Then there is, what else is there? CBDMD, get the pretty cool CBD stuff over there. Yeah, I think that's it for the sites. Check all that shit out over there.
Not you mentioned Stolzik?
Yeah, that was the first. That was the one before that. Beard Octane. I think that one already. Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Check out all the links. We have a bunch of shit in the fucking description of the episode as well. So we're saying all that shit out over there. Then we got you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Because that's a pretty cool place to find shit like us. That's what we do. We're all over the place over there. So check that out. And then you can find the show on the socials. Find us on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InterCityGeeks. On Instagram at InterCityGeeks. On Twitter at InterCityGeeks. And where can we find you guys? Brian, where can we find you?
You can, of course, find me on social media. Check me out at Bright2GPresents.com. Check out Bright2GPresents on YouTube. Please like, comment, share, subscribe to all the stuff. More stuff coming eventually due to life craziness. And as I mentioned earlier, a cold. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter, also Bright2GPresents.
Nice. And Alex, we can find you, sir.
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram at Deny, DIN period, Y period, ED.
Nice.
Where can we find you, sir?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that about wraps it up this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing and all the other good shits on the interwebs and stuff. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, because without you, we'd probably only have like 2 listeners. So we appreciate
you're welcome, by the way, now.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Like I said again, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.